in the back done committing a crime. Bad times ahead and good times behind. Ain't no rest for a good loving mind. Locked up in the pen, laid up in the cell. The preacher wanna tell me that he knows about hell. Never had a job, he never had a home. He don't know what it's like to be all alone. My baby gets high.
Howdy, y'all. Welcome to Shut Up Cincinnati featuring J Balls and Teabag. What you up to this week there, Christopher?
First, I was thinking Kentucky, Tennessee, and then at the end, you got like sophisticated sounding.
Oh, sophisticated redneck?
Yeah.
Well, that's not bad.
No, know? Like the guy who takes the dishes out of the sink before he pees in it.
The guy that can actually afford to go to the Grand Ole Opry?
Yeah.
Because that shit's expensive.
What's happening, man?
Nothing much. Nothing much. Just another week in the life of a shitty casino worker.
It is. Yep. Week number 9 on the podcast. It's
damn.
Going well.
Damn, getting up there. I hear we talk about dick and balls and assholes too much, though.
Well,
that's a little feedback I got.
I just don't think you could talk about those things enough.
Hey, listen, if you think we talk about dicks and balls and assholes too much, go fuck yourself, because it's probably not going to change much.
It's not going to change at all.
No, that's kind of, you know.
Shakespeare talked about England. He talks about what he knows.
Yep.
We talk about dicks and assholes.
And poop.
And shooting drugs. And I don't know.
Sorry, man. I'm lowbrow.
Well, I'll tell you what. This week, big week on the international front, we had a French listener.
Yeah.
Oui. Any guesses?
Oh, shit. I don't know many French people, honestly.
I don't know. I don't think I know any.
Because I was going to go Pepe Le Pew, but that's not a real person, so.
No, but he's got the money for the equipment if he wants to listen.
That is true.
So, hello to all the French people out there. We for and je m'appelle.
Now,
Teabag.
Do you think that it's our Canadian listeners that have told their French brethren to listen?
Well, but our Canadian listeners are mostly Ontario. Quebec is the French part, and that's way, way up north. But who knows? There could be, there could be nomads that migrated from Quebec down to Ontario.
You know who else we got this week?
Who?
My boy Jackie Chan out of Japan.
Nice.
He's definitely listening over there. I don't think he lives over there, but maybe he was visiting. I know he's a big fan, though.
He's Chinese, isn't he?
Oh, fuck.
I think he's from Hong Kong.
Is he? I don't
know.
Oh, shit. Well, that's racist.
That could be our Hong Kong listen.
Yeah. Mr. Tamasuki.
And a Japanese listen could have been one of Shingo's relatives.
Oh, Shingo.
That heard he was making a cameo.
Tell him the homeland to listen to us. Thank
Absolutely.
You very much. Thank you.
Either way, I'm hoping that whoever was listening to the podcast in Japan was either giving or receiving a happy ending massage.
Yeah.
At the time.
Or there's at least some nice bukkake going on in the background.
They're into some weird shit over there.
Yeah, they are.
Weird shit. Yeah. You ever seen Japanese game shows?
Yeah.
That, like, to be like 8 holes in the wall and 8 strange guys stick their peckers through there and a blindfolded wife has to suck them all and tell you which one is her husband?
I think it's that thing where they just work so fucking much and so hard over there that when they're off, they're off. You know what I mean? They're
I
getting
know
down.
That, but fuck, sucking a bunch of dicks to figure out which one's your hubby's.
My dad has worked for the Japanese for the majority of my life. He's worked for Japanese companies and sold things for him. And they'll come over and have to visit, and him show him around the area. And they always wanted to be flew into Atlanta because they had the most black strip clubs. And Japanese dudes love black women.
Really?
Yes. They always had to go to Atlanta and they wanted to hit the clubs and they didn't want to hit the white strip clubs. Not that there's many, I think, in Atlanta, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, they love the black ladies.
Well, do you remember for a long time you could, like, take your old Levi's and shit and sell them to the Japanese for like $20 a pair.
I always heard about that. I didn't know if it was a thing.
They wanted anything American.
They love America.
They do, but Americans don't have game shows where you fuck 18 strangers to figure out which one is your next door neighbor.
And it's a shame because I'd watch it.
Well, I was thinking, I want to go and be on one of these shows. I mean, I don't have a husband, so I couldn't pick the winner, but.
Yeah, whatever.
So, Japanese and French listeners, welcome aboard. Still shooting for Australia, North Korea.
Antarctica.
Antarctica. In Greenland. You said you wanted a Greenland.
Greenland would be nice.
It would be nice.
I don't think there's many people there, but it would be nice.
Well, we had our news, our first news contestant last week. In all fairness to Brittany, she was a little nervous.
Very nervous.
A little scared to talk in the microphone, but you get the point of what we're doing.
Yeah.
So, Sam, you're on the clock. Got a few weeks. Be here at the end of March. Come prepared. Come loaded. Because you know exactly now, you got the advantage of knowing what we want out of you.
Yeah, Brittany was put in a kind of unfair situation where she was first and didn't really know what we wanted.
No, but she had 2 months. Yeah, you know, the thing about it is she was just nervous. Brittany was nervous. Great having her, and she did a fine job, but she was just a little intimidated by, you know, I mean, you're in a professional studio here.
Yeah, yeah. You got a professional studio. You got me and Chris's balls out.
These mics are hot.
Yes.
So what do you got planned for today? You wanted to do something today.
So we've been getting a lot. I've asked a couple times online or other places. Suggestions for ideas for feedback on that, and I've ignored it, and so have you.
And you're not going to keep giving it to us if we're going to fucking blow you off every week.
It wasn't on purpose, guys. We start talking about dicks and balls, and we can't stop for an hour and a half, so we never get around to the planned topics.
It never gets old, dicks and balls.
But we have had a lot of feedback and suggestions, so I think we're going to spend the next 45 minutes or so probably just hitting up what you guys have wrote in and asked us to.
Sounds good.
Go on about.
We got a lot of people asking questions and things to talk about. And guys, today we're going to answer as many questions as we can. What do you got first?
Do I give the names of the people?
Well, if they put their names on there, then I would think it's okay to use them.
Some of them put their names on them. Some of them not so much. I mean, Facebook comments or whatever, you don't really have a choice, but they have your name on it. All right. Anyways, this first one's from Scott. He wanted to know if we could pick out any sex tape from an old couple to see, who would we pick? And then he explained this to me last night as why he said an older couple from the past is because back then they didn't really have access to the sex tape technology that we do. You know, they couldn't just take a cell phone and make a sex tape.
Oh, so like, we have to go back.
Yeah, like, you know, even a camcorder, one of those big giant over-the-shoulder camcorders they used to have, that's a pain in the ass to do a sex tape with, I'm sure, when you're doing it yourself. So he's thinking in like pre that area. So I'm thinking from mid-90s back.
So the question basically is, what mid-90s or back ex-couple do we wish had a sex tape?
I guess they could still be a couple. You know, we're just thinking about them when they were younger.
Wow, that's a great question.
It is a great question. And I thought about it, and I went fucking blank. I couldn't really think much.
Well, there's a lot. I could sit here and ramble off a whole bunch of women that I wouldn't mind seeing, you know, getting boned.
So let's trade off.
All right.
You first. What's your what's the first one that comes to your mind?
The first one that comes to my mind is Farrah Fawcett and Lee Majors.
Yeah, see, you go there, and I have no fucking idea who Lee Majors is.
$6 Million Man.
Sure, never seen it.
You never saw that? It was an old TV show, went on for 20 years.
I'm sure.
This guy gets in a car wreck. They reconstruct his whole body and make him bionic.
Okay.
So, and Farrah Fawcett was fucking Farrah
I know
Fawcett.
Farrah Fawcett. Everybody knows Farrah Fawcett. I would
so, what I did is I put a little spin on it, and I'll say, well, hey, what if this guy's dick was bionic?
Ooh, bionic
and
dick.
Because he had a real strong arm. Everything was metal and bionic.
Yeah, yeah.
And besides the fact that she was just ridiculously hot, I would love to see, because she was a hot ticket back then, man. I'd love to watch her get nailed. Everybody had that poster on the wall. The most you could see back then, the girls you had a boner for, was a bikini shot. You didn't see any accidental boob or ass. They didn't even wear thongs.
Yeah.
So you had to use your imagination, and I always wanted to see what she could do.
Or hope their career went a little shitty, and they had to go to, like, Playboy.
Back then, it did go shitty.
Yeah.
The girls that were in Playboy never made it to the huge movies back then. Yeah, so, Farrah Fawcett was my Spank Bank contributor.
All right, I'm thinking, and I'm younger than Chris, so I'm going to probably get with a younger, not exactly young, but not Farrah Fawcett. I'm going with Demi Moore, Bruce Willis.
Good one there. I mean, you know, Demi was on my list.
Very attractive lady back in the day. Still attractive lady, but I mean, very, very much so then.
The only reason that I would pass on that one, and I wouldn't pass on it, obviously, but why it wouldn't be at the top of my list is because she's done a lot of movies where she was getting practically fucked anyway.
True.
About last night, she was naked riding Rob Lowe's dick for 2 hours.
But we know there's a difference.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you're not going to see her butthole. You know, stuff like that. You might catch a butthole shot in a sex tape.
Yeah, I'd like to see a butthole. Yeah. I like buttholes.
I just like the fact that I can see it.
Yeah, that's a good one. Bruce Willis, man's man back then. You know, he was.
I don't take the guys too much into account here.
Well, no, you got to. If you're going to watch a sex tape, you want to make sure that they can hammer them good. Well,
my second one, I took the guy into account because it's just, I'll get to it when it's my turn. But
okay.
But the first one, Bruce Willis, was a deciding factor for me. It was just the Demi Moore thing and the fact that they were an uber Loved celebrity her. Couple at the time. I mean, Loved that was a power couple of all power couples at the time they got together.
So it'd be like a Brad Pitt, Angelina Jolie sex tape.
Yeah, I wouldn't be interested. If I was going to watch the Brad Pitt sex tape, I would get with the Jennifer Aniston.
Oh, yeah.
Just because you will never get that of Jennifer Aniston. You know,
never.
The most you're going to get her is maybe a bikini shot or, you know, a sexy little short dress or something like that. But
she's a peach.
Yeah, that's a good girl right there. She ain't making no sex tape, so it would be nice to be able to get that. Right, Angelina Jolie, you might slip into one of those. You know, one of those might pop out, her and Billy Bob getting it on, drinking each other's blood and shit, you know?
So that's your first one. How about we each pick two?
Okay.
I love that one. I wish you could see Farrah back in the day.
I've seen her. Don't get me wrong. She was very attractive. It's just not.
My other one, I'm going to go off the board with this one. I'm going to go with Celine Dion and her 90-year-old husband.
I'm not interested at all.
Come on. Hold on a second. First of all, she's real skinny. She looks like a skeleton wrapped in electrical tape.
Yeah.
How funny would it be to see that prim and proper thing getting just hammered by that 90 or 80-year-old guy?
You think he's hammering anything?
Oh, I think he was hammering it like chopped meat.
How many breaks do you think he has to take?
Well, he's dead now, I think.
Oh, is he?
I think he is.
I don't fucking know.
Yeah, he's dead.
No, he was. Yeah, I think he was a Frenchie.
Yeah, he was a Frenchie. His name was, hey, maybe it was one of his relatives.
Yeah.
Maybe. But Celine Dion was very pretty back then. She was pretty hot when she actually tried to make pop music, and they said, no, this isn't you. And I always just pictured in my head, you know, this young, hot thing just getting nailed by this old man. Yeah. Love to see that.
They would have never made me a list. All right, my number two is Mike Tyson, Robin Givens.
Robin Givens was stunningly beautiful.
And it'd be funny to watch Mike Tyson fuck in his prime. You know
what
I mean? It
would be. Absolutely. Now, here's the question. Would you want to see the sex tape or would you just want to see the rape tape?
Oh, God. Jesus Christ. I want to see the sex tape. I don't.
Because how do you go to prison for raping your own wife?
He didn't get a prison for Robin Givens.
No, but she was saying that she came forth and said he raped me too.
Okay, yeah.
Raped his own wife. Well, now, I know you can do that. That's a real thing.
Yeah, it's certainly a real
thing. No means no.
Yes. It doesn't matter if you have a ring or not.
But let's face it, usually no means probably not.
Yeah, back up a little bit. Stop rubbing against my ink.
I like that one because Robin Givens, God, there wasn't a whole lot hotter than her.
And we're talking uber Mike Tyson super athlete. And imagine the jackhammer that's going on there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, he's got stamina. He can go 12 rounds.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Hey, baby, you like that when my dick goes in you?
Yeah, that and his dirty talk would be the best. Oh, it would be the king. I mean?
And if she did something he didn't like, he'd probably give her just a quick jab.
I really couldn't decide if I was going to go with that one or the old R. Kelly Aaliyah video, you know, when she's 15.
Does nothing. Well, first of all, we're not the kiddie diddler, so we don't go for that.
No.
And R. Kelly honestly does nothing for me at all.
Oh, no.
I don't like him. Never liked him. Like some of his music, I can't not like him. But after what he's done, I just don't even want to watch him fuck.
Now, he's an awful person, but Feeling on Your Booty is one of my favorite songs of all time.
Yeah, well, I mean, back in the 90s, when Bump and Grind came on, everybody was down
Such
for
a great song. He had a everybody period where he just couldn't miss, in my opinion, as far as R&B songs were concerned.
Well, but then the very next album, he came out with that garbage like Snake and shit like that. It was terrible. Terrible. And I was like, yeah, now you're reaching, bro. You're trying to put too many albums out. You're doing like Taylor Swift.
But then he did Trapped in the Closet, which is one of the greatest things I've ever seen.
No doubt.
Did you ever watch the full video? That's a 12-part series.
Oh, is it really?
It gets so deep. It's great.
Yeah, I'd like to see that.
And
probably.
The best part was is how corny and how fucking just ridiculous. That's why it was so funny, because it was so ridiculous. But R. Kelly, who's insane, thought it was a masterpiece. Like, he's talking about this like it's Shakespeare. Like, he's going on and on and on about how it's the greatest thing ever, and he's the greatest gift to everyone. And, like, because I had the DVD, so I'm watching the backstage interviews and stuff about it. It was fucking hilarious.
Well, the one thing, the best thing I think R. Kelly ever gave the world is that Chappelle video, the Pee on You video.
That was a good one.
Dave Chappelle pulled that off perfectly.
That was a
good
one. All right,
so to sum this question up, we've both answered our top two. Let's put a little spin on it, and let's give the one couple that we would not want to see a fuck video from.
See, that's a tough question because I like watching awful-looking people fuck. Now, I don't jerk off to it, but I'd like to see it because it's just funny to
me. Yeah, but there's still one. I do, too. Like a, yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah. But, I mean, like, there's one back there you just either hate the people so much or they're just so vulgar and revolting looking that you just wouldn't want to see it.
All right. I'm going to have to think. Do you have anybody in your head?
Yeah. All right. I got a good one. Senior George Bush and Barbara.
That would be an awful one. And we're talking in their later age?
Yeah.
All right.
We're talking when she looked like Thomas Edison.
Like Thomas Edison.
Identical. Imagine him giving her 1,000 points of light. And her just laying there looking like she was getting, you know, cataract surgery or something. Oof,
Jesus Christ.
I think that one would give me nightmares forever.
That is a pretty good one. I don't know if I can beat that. I'm going to go with Roseanne and Tom Arnold.
Oh, God.
Roseanne looking like Roseanne. Tom Arnold back in the day, he probably has coke dicks. You got to watch him try to get it up a million times. He's fucking slamming it in the side, trying to wake it up.
I don't want to see Roseanne Barr naked at all.
Her like, come on, fuck me. You know?
She's skinny now.
She, yeah, who cares?
I bet she's old now, but yeah, that's a good one.
She's crazy now.
Roseanne and Tom Arnold. I think Tom Arnold's funny.
He's funny-ish.
Yeah, but I mean, I can listen to him tell some stories, not doing a stand-up actor.
No, his stand-up act's horrible.
But his stories are funny.
But he's a good guest on like a show, you know, where he can tell some stories. And yeah,
let's
I agree with you.
Let's try to get him here.
Oh, you can get Tom Arnold?
Yeah, let's try.
You know, that might actually be achievable. I'm not sure, but the thing with Tom Arnold is he attached himself to Arnold Schwarzenegger. So he would always get like the buddy role in Schwarzenegger movies. And you probably made a decent amount of money just off that. Not only that,
I'm
but
sure he did.
I think he got half Roseanne money. And Roseanne money was huge.
Gigantic.
You know what I mean? Because
was she doing Roseanne's show when they were married?
Oh, yeah, yeah. He was on that show.
So she was working. Oh, yeah. She was the neighbor. He was the neighbor.
I don't know if he's the neighbor
Tom,
or not.
Or Dan's buddy.
But he was definitely on the show. He came in maybe like season three.
Yeah,
so
I remember.
So he showed up about halfway through. And I think he was a writer also.
So she threw him a little work.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And because they were married when it was going on, and I don't think she signed a prenup. Tom Arnold is the ultimate, when you hear about alimony and such, and it always goes the other way. You know what I mean? It's always the girl getting over from some guy that made millions of dollars, and now he has to pay this bitch $10,000 a month for the rest of his life for her to do nothing.
And Roseanne pays him.
Yeah. Tom Arnold was the hero of men with that one, where he was the alimony receiver. And still to this day, I think Roseanne has to give him a stipend.
Right.
Which is fucking great.
Damn it. Let me throw one more in there.
Go ahead.
This is a good question, Scott. I know you wanted the best sex tapes, but this throwing a bad one in too. Whoopi Goldberg and Ted Danson.
I can't believe Ted Danson dated her.
He did.
I don't know why. I've never.
Imagine the three men and a baby guy going up on Whoopi Goldberg, because there's no one more unattractive
than
Whoopi
Goldberg.
That's what
I was going to say. There's something about Whoopi Goldberg. It just. She is the epitome of bland. You're just like, you don't look at her sexual at all,
you
ever.
Couldn't. Yeah, you couldn't look at her sexual with a dildo in her.
Yeah, and it's not that she's super ugly even. It's just there's nothing about her that's sexual to me.
No, she's kind of square-shaped. She doesn't have really any body at all. Her face is kind of like Miss Potato Face, you know, just plain.
Yeah, there's just nothing about her. She was a funny lady, but that's about it.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Maybe she can charm you.
All right. Well, Scott, thanks for that question. That was a good one.
I do agree.
And we want to know which one of our favorites do you agree with? Now, anyone over 40 is going to really know the Farrah Fawcett deal.
All right. This is actually an email from one of our listeners. And there's three questions built into it. So here we go. Dear Shut Up Cincinnati. One, if you guys could only listen to one band or artist for the rest of your life, who would it be and why?
One band or artist.
So you're only one band the rest of your life, or one singer, whatever you want to give there.
Wow, great question, one but rapper. It's a shitty question, too.
Well, it's impossible.
Normally, you know, me being a giant Rush guy, I would say Rush.
Yeah.
But if it's only one thing I could listen to for the rest of my life, I want ups and downs, and Rush didn't have any downs. Without a doubt, going with Luther Vandross.
I would have never guessed that.
Oh,
one
I'm a giant
million years.
Anyone who knows me knows I'm a giant Luther Vandross guy.
So is my mom.
Well, you know what? You can be a Luther Vandross guy at any age.
He's, I'm not even making it as an age thing. I mean, it's just a weird pick.
Well, no, what I'm saying is, even though he's dead, his music is relatable today.
Okay.
He had such great ballads. I mean, he got me laid more than, you know, more than Rufinol.
Well,
and Luther's got power ballads. He's got nice, easy ballads. He's got up-tempo stuff. And he's got hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of songs out there. I would go with Luther, no doubt.
All right. I respect that because it came out of nowhere to me. I thought you'd go classic rock of some sort. All right. My pick, I also included the fact that this band covers, I wouldn't say different genres, but, you know, different tempos and such. You know, some ballads, some slower songs, some hard songs. I'm going with the Gaslight Anthem.
Really?
Yeah. Now, I love that band. It's one of my favorite of all time. But, I mean, their older stuff, they were basically a punk band. And then they became like a Springsteen-influenced punk band. And now, then they went to more of a mainstream sound and more poppy stuff. But they covered such a large... And when I include Gaslight Anthem, I'm including just their singer, too. So I get his solo albums also.
You can get that.
Okay, because he's released two albums since then, which I love both of them.
Yeah, you can have that.
And then they're completely different than Gaslight Anthem stuff. So that's who I would go with. That's a super tough question, as Chris said, a shitty question, because the idea of only listening to one band the rest of my life fucking sucks.
Yeah, I mean, especially with both of us being such huge music people.
And I like it so much across all genres, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so
if you were to give me one genre...
I'd have a tough time with that.
I would too.
You know what I mean?
Give me one artist of every genre. I'm having a real tough time, except for the rock, and I'm going with Rush there.
Yeah, if I had to pick one genre, I'd go with classic rock.
Well, I would too.
I mean, I just because of the plethora of music.
Well, because if I'm on an island somewhere and all I'm listening to is Luther, I mean, I'm beaten off 150 times a day. You know what I'm saying?
Did you hear that Tyson Fury jerked off 7 times a day before the Wilder fight to keep his testosterone up?
Nice.
He's a man's man.
I knew that's why I liked him. I wonder if he did it on Wilder's pillow.
He probably didn't show him a snake. So he's
I hate
good.
That question, by the way. I hate it.
Yeah, fuck you there, guy.
But that's the answer.
This is a weird one, and this is just a quick yes or no, I guess. Do you guys believe that turning your underwear inside out on day 2 is just as good as putting on a clean pair?
Absolutely not. I've had that question posed to me before. Now you got shit and pee on your pants.
Okay, this is for me? No, absolutely not also. But when I was a teenager, I did do this.
You did?
I don't think I ever turned them inside out, though. I think I just wore the same underwear 2 days in a row on a regular basis. In my head, boxers were a 2-day thing. They weren't a one-day
Well,
thing.
Boxers are different. They're not in the creases and everything. Well, and you know, they're hanging down.
And I've been 100% a boxer guy since I was like 10. So.
See, I'm a boxer brief guy. My shit's cradled.
Okay, well, I've changed to boxer brief in the last 10 years, I will say that. But as a teenager, I was always boxer.
Yeah, I never liked boxers because they always sagged down and they always bunched up. I never liked boxers.
No, boxer briefs are definitely the way to go.
But you can't possibly wear those 2 days in a row.
No, I'm not.
Or flip them inside out because they literally go into your crack, cradle your nuts and your taint, and your dick. There's no way.
So the answer is no, buddy. Fucking change your underwear, you sick fuck.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, man.
Well, let's take up a collection, a GoFundMe page to buy this guy about 12 new pairs of drawers.
Yeah. No wonder you're single, buddy. All right. This is maybe also why he's single, this third question. In your opinion, if your girlfriend slash wife gives you permission to go to the strip club with the guys and you don't discuss anything about lap dances beforehand with her and you end up getting about 4 dances and jizz your pants in the end of the 4th one while Cherry Pie by Warren is playing, does that count as cheating?
First of all, Cherry Pie by Warren, I worked in a titty bar for about 3 years DJing in a titty bar.
Mm-hmm.
And there is no doubt, if you look at what is the perfect stripper song, it's Cherry Pie by Warren.
Yeah, that's a, you know, anything Motley Crue.
Oh, yeah. Girls, Cherry a good one. But Cherry Pie just has them on the ground doing the crawl thing.
Just 80s rock. I really,
great tune.
I don't know what strippers did before 80s rock came out. You know what I mean? Because like every strip club since 80s rock came out is just 80s rock.
That's it.
You know what I mean?
That's it.
But
you know what? I worked in one not long ago, and girls kind of started going more towards the weird, obscure stuff, the Tool and
oh, really?
Things like that.
Yeah. I know I could see like Kid Rock, maybe, you know, stuff like that.
No, they don't like to do that. They
ball
like
with the ball, the band, no, the titty,
like,
titty bone.
They like Tool. 3 Days Grace was a big stripper band.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Strippers have awful taste. Actually, I don't mind 80s rock, obviously.
Man, I don't know, man. Think about some girl on a pole to Pain by 3 Days Grace.
Whatever.
Pretty good. But
as far as cheating's concerned... That's a tough one. See, I mean, if you asked your wife if you can go to the titty bar with your friends, she said yes. Do you have to include if you're going to get a lap dance? Because there is a difference. been just looking at a titty from 10 feet away or having a girl rub her butthole on your nose. You know what I mean? There's a big difference.
See, that's the thing, though. That's where the double-edged sword comes in. If you're in a good marriage, and I'm assuming that by this question you are because you discuss it with your wife, I think when she's given you permission to go to the titty bar, she's basically saying to you, hey, I trust you. Okay, you get a butthole in your face and jizz in your pants, and you've kind of betrayed that trust, I think.
Really? Was it just because you jizzed?
Well, that's going to be a whole new set of fights. Why did you jizz?
Well, because obviously you're attracted to the girls, unless you wouldn't pay to see them naked.
Well,
so I mean, like, I don't understand why the jizz would make the difference is what I'm asking.
Well, first of all, I wouldn't in a billion years jizz from a lap dance. It just wouldn't happen.
I think you'd kind of have to be a virgin to do that.
Yeah, you definitely would have to. I mean,
or a real young man or something.
So I'd probably only have a half to three quarter boner from a lap dance.
If that, the awkward. I see it. Here's my inexperience of this, though. I've never been to a strip club besides the deliver wings to them when I deliver pizzas. And obviously, since I've never been to a strip club, never had a lap dance. So I don't know my actual reaction, but I would think I'd be too nervous or not even nervous, but awkward. I just think it's awkward to pay someone to put their fucking tits in my face. It's awkward.
It is awkward. And the thing about it is, it cracked me up when I worked at the titty bar watching these guys. You know, when I go to a titty bar with a bunch of buddies, and I would only go to it with several friends.
Yeah.
You know, I'd be getting a couch dance with a guy sitting next to me. I wouldn't go in the back by myself and get one. Even if you do get horny, you're getting nothing. Well, these days you might if you pay more, but I don't know. I think if your wife gives you permission, that's a trust thing. And I think if you go a little too crazy, then maybe you cross the line. I don't know. That's me.
Yeah, I think that's... I don't know if there's a right or wrong there. That's more of a your situation and your wife's opinion, not me. I mean, again, I wouldn't do it. Personally, I wouldn't do it. I feel like I'm in a marriage. I'm not going to pay someone. I'm not going to do a lap dance.
Right. And lap dances are $20 or $30.
Now,
I mean,
now go to the strip club. Again, I don't go to strip clubs, but I don't see that in and as of itself is cheating. You know what I mean? Especially if it's agreed that you can go. I don't see that being a big deal at all. I think the lap dances, especially if you didn't divulge the fact to your wife that you're going to get a lap dance and then you go and get four of them, you fucking weirdo. You know what I mean? Like, then, yeah, you probably got issues.
Well, when you go with a group of guys, you don't buy yourself a lap dance. You always buy one for your buddy.
Hey, okay, is that the way it works?
For this guy. Yeah. And it's always fun. Ha ha. Well, look at that ass. But I've been to a titty bar a million times. I've never, ever been the type to actually get turned on and horny by some little crackhead sticking her butt in my face.
That's another thing is I'm not usually attracted to stripper types.
No, I'm not either.
That's part of the reason why I have no interest in strip clubs. I think I'd have to be at like a nice, like, you know, L.A. strip club, you know, one of those high-end strip clubs. So I would feel like these girls are at least making a decent living and aren't
some of those too.
And aren't taking this money straight to the fucking coke dealer.
But I'm still not getting a hard on.
No, you're right.
So to answer that question for me, I say if you've got a wife who's cool enough to say, yeah, go with your friends and have a good time, don't fuck her over and do something stupid.
Agreed. That was the last question by him. And now it just says regards, get pussy 69. That's his name.
His name is Get Pussy 69.
It's Get Pussy 69. That's where those questions came from.
I mean,
from.
God love him for coming up with a 3-part question. They were cool.
Yeah.
A great name.
Yeah.
Great name. So
shit, that's actually his email address. If you guys want to email him, getpussy69@hotmail.com.
I'll be sending him an email.
Is he going to see the vein?
Hey, do I have any titty pictures in there yet?
No titty pictures. Dude, I don't know why you ever thought people were going to send you titty pictures.
Because, let me tell you something. At the club, I had every Friday night or whatever we did Mardi Gras. Every girl in the place came and showed me tits, snatch, everything for a 2-cent set of beads.
They're drunk and at a club, and they're not at home listening to a podcast.
You know? Hey, free Papa John's pizza.
That's true. I forgot you promised that. Unlimited and if you're the topics. Only one to send your tit pics in, that means you automatically win.
Yeah, and if they look like fried eggs hanging on a nail, you're going to owe me a pizza.
No, that's not true. They're the only titty that came in. They still win the
true.
Pizza. Send your fucking...
Papa John's pizza.
And listen, I'd rather see the picture of the fried eggs hanging on a nail because I'd rather laugh. You know, a tit's a tit. I can go to Pornhub.com and see a million tits.
Come on, girls. Show me your titties. You don't have to. You don't have to put your face. Don't put your face. Don't put your name. Totally anonymous titties.
All right, the next question. Name the 3 shittiest musicians.
That made it real famous?
Yeah, that made it, obviously.
Now, are you talking their playing ability or They're singing and everything.
Well, we can just go in wherever we want because that's all she wrote. This question's by Lindsay Ward. Oh, I probably shouldn't throw out last names, right? Well, this one's a nice question, so it don't matter.
Yeah, but the thing about it is...
Don't worry, Lindsay. If you ask me questions about buttholes or something, I won't say your last name.
We'll just say Lindsay W.
Yeah.
There's a lot of shitty musicians out there that are really famous.
All right, well, I'm going to name my number one off the top of my head when anybody brings something like this up is Meg White, the drummer for the White Stripes. Mm-hmm. She was so fucking awful.
Yeah.
So awful. And Jack White always said that was part of the charm of the band, and he wouldn't be able to play if he did, if she was like a real drummer. And to be fair, now that he's in the, was it Rocketeers, whatever mm-hmm. the fuck they're called, I don't like them. I love the White Stripes. Don't like the new shit with a good drummer.
I was a Jack White fan too.
Yeah. So, I mean, maybe he makes a point that if, without her, it wouldn't be as good, but she was such an awful fucking drummer. Like yeah. she had no ability. She couldn't hit the hi-hat and the bass drum at different times.
Oh, no, that's very terrible.
That's very beginner shit. That's like the first 6 months you play drums, it's hard to hit them both at separate times. She still couldn't do that. Like four albums in, this bitch still couldn't play drums.
Yeah, she's awful.
It was almost impressive how bad she was.
But, you know, the emphasis was never supposed to be on
her. No, but it's just impressive that, you know, one of the biggest bands for their time had one of the worst drummers to ever make a dollar off of drums.
She just did straight boom, boom, boom,
yeah,
boom.
It was
she had no
so
fills.
Bad.
She had no triplets in there. No double bass, double kick stuff. Nothing.
No. It was the plainest bullshit drums ever.
I agree.
But love the White Stripes.
I loved them too. So that's the way you're going. You're going musicians talent wise.
Well, that's just when that question pops up, that's who I think of. I know what you're going with, too, and I'll probably go there with my second one. So.
Okay, well, I'm going to go with a newer one first. My other two will be older, I'm sure, but if you ever watch these guys, they had one big hit. They had Pumped Up Kicks. A band was called Foster the People.
Don't even know who that is.
Horrible. But when I mean horrible,
yeah.
I mean everyone in the band was horrible. A lot of synthesizer stuff in the vocals and all that. Well, I get all that. That was, you know, the thing about then. But the guitar player, no more than three chords. The bass player was just boom, 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 boom. The whole entire album. And the keyboard guy was one finger.
Man.
Watch these guys live on like Farm Aid or one of those aid shows.
Yeah.
And I actually, when I watch videos, I watch the musicians to see how difficult the shit is mm-hmm. that they're doing. They were absolutely atrocious. No wonder they only made one album.
Oh, yeah, they're a one-hit wonder. You
they had
have
zero
that.
Talent. Zero talent. Like but that's my newer one.
Like Milli Vanilli?
Yeah.
Where they literally weren't singing their own songs. Hey, but those bitches could dance.
They could dance,
you
but,
know, so.
Man, you can't lie to the whole world like that.
I kind of respect
but
them.
But I
that's
don't
funny.
Even call them musicians.
No,
so
I'm not. They're not on my list here. Oh, shit. Number two. This is going to be hard for me to name three, honestly, without just picking the obvious. So I'm going to go with a band that's fucking huge.
Okay.
That I just never got them. I thought they were mediocre at best, and their gimmick is what made them big, not their actual music. Kiss.
Oh, Kiss musically is not good.
I fucking hate Kiss. I mean, if you put a Kiss album on, go fuck yourself. You know what I mean? Get that out of my room. But,
well, the thing about Kiss
but
was
I get
the makeup
show.
First, and I've seen Kiss in concert three or four times. I'll go to concerts just because it's a party. Nobody works harder than these, dude. When they say the hardest working band,
yeah.
They're the hardest working band.
I seen Kiss once, and I was roofied.
You were roofied?
I'm pretty sure I was roofied. I'm not, you know. We were at a show. It was me and my girlfriend at the time. I had drank two beers. All right. I've always been able to drink a lot of beer without getting too drunk. Probably because of my size. I don't know what it is. Beer, it's hard for me to get drunk off beer.
Okay.
I usually get full before I get drunk. I drank two beers. This guy popped out of the crowd. And I swear he just popped out of the middle of nowhere. And gave me and her a joint to hit. We both hit it. We were done. I mean, one hit off this joint and two beers. She had maybe, I don't know what she had drank, but either way, that girl could fucking put them down.
So it was laced with something.
It had to be laced with something. Because from then on out, I remember everything, but I could not control my legs anymore. Like, I couldn't walk. I fell down. We went to a bar afterwards. I get kicked out. I was laying on the floor of the bar in the bathroom. The owner came in. He's like, you got to get out. I was like, what? I can't sleep on your floor? What kind of bar is this? I'm fucking yelling back at him.
I wonder what was in it.
I had no idea. It was the weirdest fucking thing ever. I let my drunk buddy drive my parents' car home. He was shit canned. He should never drive a car in his life to begin with. I think he already had like 3 DUIs, but I was that fucked up where I knew I wasn't making it home.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So he's driving home, cracking up, laughing, drinking beers while he's driving.
Really?
Yeah, we made it home. We made it alive, but I still never know what was in that. Kind of ruined my KISS experience, obviously, because I don't fucking...
Well, I mean, like I said...
couldn't concentrate on the music when I had to figure out how to walk.
With KISS, it was never about... You didn't hear a whole lot of solos and stuff. It was all about the lyrics. It was all about fucking and partying.
Yeah, they're basic lyrics, and then just the show, the merchandise, the everything.
They didn't make... I mean, even though they had a billion album sales, they made their money on touring. And, you know, to see these guys in those platform shoes and the wild costumes and Gene Simmons' fucking tongue hanging out. I mean, it was a show. They were entertainers.
And they got, like you said, they have 100 fucking albums, and you ask a normal person what KISS songs they know, they can't name many.
Right.
You know what I mean? There's not many of their big hits.
Oh, no.
Rock and Roll All Night. I mean, there's not much after that. Detroit Rock City.
All right, now I'm going to give you my number two. And before everybody jumps on me, it's a two-part answer. I've never been a big, giant Springsteen fan, but they're catchy. He's catchy. His music's okay. He's a legend, no doubt.
I love the Boss. So
okay.
You're shitting on a hero here.
Okay. But how do you take hard rock, and play an acoustic guitar the whole time through it? I think he's just playing his guitar going through the motions. I don't think he's a good guitar player.
Is he a good guitar player? I don't know if he's a good guitar player or not. He was never the lead guitarist of that band.
No, but what I'm saying is when you got his harder stuff, Born to Run and stuff, and he's doing this on acoustic, you're doing that for looks, bud. You're not fooling anybody. We can't even hear that acoustic.
No, but that's how he wrote the songs. Most of those guys will write them with just an acoustic, especially him. He wrote the songs with his acoustic guitar just playing.
Yeah, I get it, but he's not a good musician. Good vocalist, great performer, good songwriter, not a good guitar player.
I don't know, man. I've seen him wail a guitar, too, so I don't know.
Yeah. I'm only going with big ones. I could take the insignificant band members from different bands and dump on them. I want big ones.
You could go easy with, like, a Britney Spears or some shit like that. You know what I mean? Obviously, someone that just lived off of a studio musician and being good-looking.
Like I said, I'm not a big Springsteen guy, and I don't think he's a good guitar player.
I think with the Boss Man, you either like him or you don't. I mean, there's not many people that are middle ground with Springsteen. I love him. I didn't get into him until later in life. But yeah, I went to a show that was one of the best live shows I've ever seen.
I've seen it.
It was
great show. I enjoyed it. I'm talking about him and his guitar playing only. That's all I'm talking about.
I think
about.
I get what you're saying. I thought he was a great lyric writer, like one of the best.
Without a doubt.
Great storyteller.
I'm on Fires about Kitty Diddlin', isn't it?
I don't know, but it's a great song. I love that song.
It's about Kitty Diddlin'. There's been two or three famous child molestation songs that made it huge.
I don't think I'm on Fires about Kitty Diddlin'. I could be wrong.
Little girl is your daddy home. He left you all alone.
Your daddy home.
I got a desire. I'm on fire. Well, that's about Kitty Diddlin'.
That sounds bad, but if you're a 19-year-old guy and you're fucking an 18-year-old that still lives with their parents.
That's a diddlin' tune, man.
That is a creepy line. I never really thought about that line.
That's the first line.
It is.
Did he go and leave you all alone? I've got a mad desire.
Oof. Yeah, you're...
That's about child molestation,
you're really
man.
Making a solid point here.
That's a solid point. In the 80s, there was a giant song called by a guy called Benny Mardonis.
Mm-hmm.
It was called Into the Night. You've heard it a million times. First line of the song, she's just 16 years old. His friends tell him, leave her alone. He doesn't do it. He's a diddler.
Well, the Beatles. She was just 17, and you know what I mean. You know, that's...
Yeah. I saw her standing there, though. He didn't take her out of her bedroom window and take her out somewhere, which Benny Mardonis did. And there was another song in the 70s called Young Girl.
Yeah.
Get out of my mind. You better run. You're much too young. It's pedophilia.
Yeah, you're right.
And Springsteen is right there with I'm on Fire.
There's a Lucero song where he mentions taking her a 15-year-old out, too. And you're just like, wait a second, dude. Yeah. I know you're at least 25 when you wrote this.
And the worst part is you're sitting there jamming to it in the car going, yeah, I'm on fire.
I'm singing along. Second. Dude, that's one of my favorite songs. For real, I love that song. And that's a short song, so I'll listen to it like 4 times in a row. I love it, but I don't, you know, it's not going to change anything. Just like I'm still jamming to R. Kelly in my car every so often and fucking Beat It comes on. I'm still jamming to some Michael Jackson. Elvis can go fuck himself. I'm not into much Elvis tunes.
Yeah, and if any of you guys out there decide to come up and say, Springsteen's the boss, man, well, you can go fuck off. I'm talking about his guitar playing only, so I don't give a shit.
He's in the... He is the shit, but I mean, I would never expect people to like the same shit I do.
Right.
I don't care. If you don't think Springsteen's good, that's not going to affect my life.
Right.
I don't think Rush is good. We're,
see,
you know.
Because you've done so many drugs in your life. That's why you don't think Rush is good.
See, I should appreciate him more if that's the case.
All right, give me your third one.
Shit, man. I wasn't even thinking that far. I was pretty much done on this topic.
Oh, no. We said three.
Well, she did say three, but I don't have to listen to her. I can end at two.
All right, well, let's just take the third with the worst all-time ever band that made it huge. And I'm talking huge.
Okay, the worst band that made it huge. That's so tough for me, man. There's so many shitty bands.
There
is. And then there'd be so many people that right now would just go, Nickelback.
Oh, wait, let me give you my third least favorite. Okay. And this is ironic because I love this band.
Mm-hmm.
I've always been a huge fan, mostly because of the lead singer, and that's Depeche Mode. It's two guys with keyboards doing nothing. A lot of computerized stuff. But this guy who plays the guitar, he started playing keyboards. He was a keyboardist like everybody else in the band. Basically, the band was formed with three keyboardists and a drum machine. But the lead singer, Dave Gahan, man, this guy's just the shit. I think he's the coolest dude walking the earth. And I thought he had such a cool voice. I know it was the new wave stuff, but that voice was different. He's one of those voices, you hear it and you know who it is.
Yeah.
But this guitar player, it was really pointless of him to play the guitar because that's a keyboard-based band. But every now and then when he tried to play, you could see it in the video, Enjoy the Silence, he's looking at every finger and his little fill wasn't even anything. You know, a good guitar player knocks it out.
Yeah.
And he's concentrating so hard to go ding, 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 ding. It was awful. But love the band. Love the band.
I'm going to go with, and a lot of people aren't even going to know this one, but whatever. Rancid's original drummer, Brett Reed. He was one of the most basic drummers ever. Rancid became big late. When did they sort of hit mainstream? Maybe 96 or so. They never got huge, but they had a couple hits on the radio.
They were a cult following, kind of.
For people that are into that, you know, 90s punk rock like I am, that grew up on that, Rancid is legends. They're legendary in that particular subgenre. And Brett Reed always thought was awful. I'm a drummer guy, so like I notice shitty drummers more than I'll notice anything else.
Yeah, I will too.
I mean, there's plenty of bass players that are just the most basic bass players ever that just, you know,
What do you think about drummers in the past that have been the lead vocalist of the band? See, now I think that's incredibly talented. Phil Collins comes to mind off the bat.
And Phil Collins is an underrated drummer.
He was a great
That dude was
drummer.
A hell of a drummer. I think that's super impressive.
Oh, I do too. Now, there was some bands that were garbage. I mean, Don Henley did it with the Eagles.
Yeah. Well, Don Henley can sing.
But I'm saying he was a decent drummer.
Yeah, yeah.
Him and Glenn Frey shared everything, and pretty much Phil Collins did most of the vocals for Genesis at that time.
Yeah, my old band, my drummer was the other singer.
Really?
It was me and the drummer. And
I think that's
He's an uber-talented drummer and everything, and he pulled it off, but he would always tell me how hard that is.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Especially certain songs, you know what I mean? It's just...
I think Big Penis Bob Sullivan could pull it off if he wanted to.
Oh, yeah? You think he has the voice of angels?
Yeah, I do.
All I know about him is he's got a big penis.
He does, big penis. And he's a good drummer. Bob's a great drummer.
Yeah, you're right.
But, yeah, there's a few bands that are like Black Keys.
Yeah, I'm not into them, but...
No, but the vocalist is the drummer. Yeah, there's only two people in the band. I think the drummer's the singer. I think.
You don't see that much. There was a band that I listened to in the mid-2000s called From Autumn to Ashes. We're kind of an emo-ish metal band, and their drummer was the singer. He was a really good singer.
How was his drumming?
Really good. He was a really talented guy.
Yeah, see,
but it was such a niche music that I only listened to for maybe 3 years that I wouldn't... That kind of music does nothing for me anymore.
All right, give me your one band that made it huge and is garbage to you.
Well, I think I already did that with Kiss.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, so, I guess you did. So you think they totally suck.
Yeah, I just hate Kiss, man. Just fucking I got friends that are probably going to listen to this and give me shit because they love them some Kiss, but sorry, dude. I hate Kiss.
Yeah, I mean, I could see that.
And I think I just barely missed them age-wise. I feel like people like 5 years older than me love Kiss.
Nobody's going
to
sit there and say,
to 50s.
Man, those guys were incredible musicians.
Yeah.
Nobody will ever say that.
Yeah, but like 45 to 55 age people, they usually, you know, your age range, honestly, usually you might be the tail end of that obsessed with Kiss because they were just so big back then.
Right. I agree.
But then again, I think you got more into the music side of things than some of those people maybe have.
Yeah, I did.
I mean, they were more into, you know, you weren't obsessed with the look.
Yeah, well, I was into. I actually read up on these things. When I was a DJ for so long, I wanted to be as informed as I could about everything before I spouted off. But all right, what's our next question?
I thought this was a rather interesting question. You know, made me think a little bit. Which older movie would you like to be seen redone at this point with the new technology and the CGI and everything?
Debbie Does Dallas. Oh, a real movie.
That CGI cock in there?
Mr. Hardwick. Yeah, but instead of a little dinner candle, she'd be shoving a big 12-inch Yankee candle up there.
I just seen the new trailer for the new Candyman that's coming out. And I was a huge Candyman person, and that movie scared the shit out of me as a child. That was,
oh, yeah.
If you ask me right now what the scariest movie you've ever seen is, to me, it was Candyman, because probably the age I watched it, and I'm allergic to bees. So those bees would come out, they'd freak me the fuck out. The Candyman
Exorcist
thing was scared.
Is mine.
I see, yeah, dude, that was really scary.
I still, to this day, I can't watch Exorcist alone.
Exorcist made me scared of old women.
Did it really?
Yeah, because of that old lady in it.
Yeah.
She always creeped me the fuck out, man. I'm just...
But what a fucking unbelievable job Linda Blair did as such a little kid.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that movie scared the piss out of me. And I think I don't get scared by the real blood and gore, Texas Chainsaw Massacre, stuff like that doesn't scare me.
No, I love those movies.
This is devil shit.
Yeah.
You know, stuff. Man, maybe this could really happen, you know?
Yeah.
But I would love to see that remade.
They did remake it. They made a new Poltergeist a couple years ago and it was dog
Exorcist.
Shit. Oh, you said Poltergeist.
No, I said Exorcist.
You may have.
I did.
Wow. Okay.
You all right?
No, never.
No, I said Exorcist and then Linda Blair.
I know you said Linda Blair. I was even going to correct you and go, Linda Blair wasn't in Poltergeist.
No, I said Exorcist.
But I'm going to go with this just because, you know.
No, I liked Poltergeist, but Exorcist.
All right, well, then I'm changing it because I'm not changing it. Candyman's still my pick, but I was never afraid of Exorcist.
Oh, really?
But Poltergeist really scared the shit out of me. And maybe that's why you were confused when I said I was scared of old women.
What, you think you were going to get sucked into TV? Or
I don't. It was just the whole thing, the paranormal activity that went on.
That's the kind of shit that scared me.
You know, I'm still wouldn't want to buy my property on a graveyard. You know, shit like that.
Like Amityville Horror, same way.
Yeah, well, a lot of those movies are based. That's like the tagline at the end.
Oh, yeah,
Indian burial ground.
I would like to see Exorcist remade. But if I was going with like a funny movie or something, I would love to see a modern day Caddyshack.
That could be decent.
Yeah.
Modern day Caddyshack.
Because the
be
first one, if you ever watched that little documentary they did on it and on how much of a pain in the ass it was to make it and how low budget it was.
Yeah.
One of my top three movies of all time, bar none. I could sit here, drink a couple beers, watch that movie, and piss my pants every time I watch it, even though I know every line.
Yeah, I'm not that guy, but I get you. A new police academy would be fun.
It would be, but would they make 8 of them?
Yeah, they made a little too many of them, but they have a new cast. That would be decent. If you got a good cast together, it could be real good.
Police Academy was funny.
I liked them.
The part I never thought was funny, and everybody says, oh, you're a dick, that's what made the movie, was that guy that did all the noises. Michael Winslow, who made all the...
Yeah.
You know, like he's...
It's impressive.
Really, it's impressive that he can do that, but it's totally unbelievable that he can sit in an audience and make a fart sound and have everybody in the audience think that the guy on stage did it. Totally too far-fetched. Yeah. Remember Bobcat Goldthwait in those movies, how bad he was?
Not bad. He was awesome.
Oh, he was terrible.
See,
again,
I watched these movies when I was probably 10 years old, and you were... older when you watch them, so you probably have a different view of it than
me. They're gonna make him a cop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that none of that was believable. That's why they're in the academy, not actual cops.
And then his girlfriend with the 10 different colored dye hair, she was gonna be his new partner. I mean, you know, shit like that can be funny, but the Steve Guttenberg, the Carrie Mahoney, that's believable.
Yeah.
You know, and the huge guy, Bubba Smith, all believable.
That was definitely believable.
And the Tackleberry, most cops are Tackleberry.
Exactly.
So yeah, that's believable. That could be a good one, too. But, I'll go with The Exorcist. I think if they made it with the technology today, and I think it would just scare the fuck out of me.
Yeah, I'd like to see that myself.
Yeah, even though you weren't a big fan.
It was all right.
Yeah, but to have the girl about 18.
I think the reason I didn't like it, though, was because
they have some nudity in there.
I think the reason I didn't like it a lot was because by the time I got around to it, the technology was so outdated, you know, that I'm just like, this is an old cheesy movie.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It just wasn't, it looked stupid.
See, it wasn't stupid to me, man. It scared the fuck out of me. All right, we got any more questions?
Of course we do.
Let's fire away, man.
All right, this one's just favorite TV show of all time.
It's a no-brainer for me.
Really?
Oh, no-brainer. Wow. Andy Griffith Show.
You're so old.
I watch it today. I know every episode, and I know every line in every episode. Now, oh, I did quit watching it. Now, I've seen all the colored ones, but I don't like the colored ones.
Yeah.
Because Barney was gone. But the whole time Barney was there, and I don't talk about the colored one where Barney comes back for a high school reunion or anything, but the Andy Griffith Show prior to that, without a doubt, bar none, my favorite show.
Let's go top three, because I think these are kind of easy.
Okay. All in the Family.
Jesus Christ, you're really showing your age on this one.
These are classics,
well,
man.
Well, that's the thing, is a lot
you
of us
you couldn't
watched...
make that show today. That's what made it so good. You couldn't make that show today. You'd have too many people screaming racism.
Hey, yeah, I was going to say,
the
take,
ultimate bigot.
Take note that Chris is just mad that racists can't be on TV anymore.
It has not. See, that's fucked up, man. You're doing that to me.
Yeah, it was easy.
But Archie was funny.
You're fighting for his right to be
so,
a fucking
And
bigot.
You know what's funny? The actor that played him, Carol O'Connor's done a million interviews. He was 100% the opposite.
Oh, I'm sure.
Of that character. But what I'm saying is he said he hammed it up like that on purpose to make racism look stupid and so fucking out there that people would just laugh, scratch their head and go, fuck, I ain't going to be that guy.
That's actually, if that's actual truth and it's not just looking back and trying to rearrange it, that's cool.
Yeah.
I do like that.
Yeah, but funniest show ever.
And it's smart.
Yeah. So that would be my number two. And I would say my number three. Gosh, I'll try to get something more modern so you don't say I'm fucking old.
Mm-hmm. You're old.
It's got to be a TV series.
Yes.
Can this count as a Netflix series?
You can do Netflix series.
You can. Then I'll go with 6 Feet Under.
Okay.
Loved it. That's the guy that was Dexter later was in that show. It was a show about a family of undertakers that mm-hmm. owned a funeral home. And it was really fucking cool the way they did it. I believe it was an HBO deal. And I love Dexter too, but I think it was an HBO deal.
Six Feet Under was an HBO show.
Yeah. And every episode started, it was one funeral in every episode.
Yeah.
And it basically told how this person died. The first scene of every show was them dying and what led them there. But it also, you know, the dad was dead. It was two brothers, a little sister, I think, and a mother.
Yeah.
Who tried to do this thing. But it was so fucking weird because what it was trying to do is tell you that you just fucking never know anything about anybody's life. You don't know shit about them.
No, it's, you know? The idea was everybody has their secrets kind of thing.
Yeah, or everybody has their shit that they go through. Yeah. Maybe you shouldn't crap on people every fucking day for no reason.
Yeah, everybody gets their struggle.
Cool ass show.
Never watched it.
Oh, fucking
which is
awesome.
Weird because I've watched most HBO shows, but there's something about that. I think I got a half hour in. I'm like, not interested.
No, it was a good one.
Seems like I got to think too much or something. You know, it's whatever.
And it's, you know, I'm sorry that mine are very similar. 6 Feet Under and Andy Griffith Show.
Yeah, that's close. Very similar. You know, and here's the thing. When I originally read this question, you kind of changed it with me throwing that one out. I was thinking just half hour sitcom shows, you know. So even when you said Netflix, I thought you were going to name like The Ranch or some stupid shit like that. But now that opens up that it can include the HBO series and such, it changes a little bit for me. I'm still going to put my number one, because I think of it as a sitcom, is Seinfeld.
Classic.
I could watch Seinfeld constantly.
So
it never gets old to me. Love that show. My number two, for opening up now, would be The Wire. I've watched The Wire all the way through maybe 3 times. It's the most complex show, most realistic show that I've ever seen. It was
perfect. Yeah, it's a cool show.
It was a perfect show. From the beginning to the end, it was a perfect show. My number three, I'm going to go with Oz.
I loved Oz.
I fucking loved Oz. And that was so brutal in its time. There was nothing like Oz.
Oh, no. Prison rape and all that stuff.
I mean, I think
racism and
people will give it to The Sopranos or something like that, that really opened up these hour-long dramas and that would go, you know, way further than what you were used to at that time. Mm-hmm. I think Oz is the original.
I loved Oz.
Because that was before The Sopranos. It was so fucking brutal and nasty, and they would just include everything.
And isn't it funny in Oz that two of the main characters now do insurance commercials?
Who's the other one? I mean, I know Ryan O'Reilly.
Yeah, and the leader of the Aryan gang, the guy.
Oh, he does too. Yeah, he's done a couple movies. He's got an Oscar, I think.
He's done a lot of movies.
He's a
great
hell
actor.
Of an actor.
Great actor.
You ever seen the movie Whiplash?
Oh yeah,
he's
the,
fucking
the
great
drummer
in that.
Movie.
Oh yeah,
yeah. I don't. Why do I not his name? He's got initials for a name.
You know what? I almost said J.K. Rowling, but that's the person that wrote the fucking Harry Potter movies.
Your Harry Potter Dumbledore wife sitting there.
Hey, don't say Dumbledore. That makes her seem like she's dumpy.
Dumbledore.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck any of
that
means.
He's the leader
dude.
Of Hogwarts.
My wife is obsessed with Harry Potter. Me, have never seen one of them. I'll walk in the room. She has it on. I'll make fun of her for a couple seconds, and I'll walk out. Like, I don't want
to
watch
it. But tell me now you wouldn't give it to Hermione. You would.
I don't know what that means.
Hermione was little Emma Watson, who's grown up.
Oh,
now,
yeah, Emma Watson's attractive.
And grown up quite lovely.
I'm actually taking her to Broadway to see a Harry Potter play.
In New York,
for our anniversary, yeah. So I'm gonna actually see a Harry Potter something. Now, hopefully it don't make any fucking sense to me.
I like the Harry Potter movies.
Yeah, most people do. I'm sure they're all right.
Yeah, they're good.
But I don't know, man. I'm not big into watching kids unless they're...
No, it was different than that. It was, I think if you watched one or two, you'd dig them. I liked them a lot. Nah, not enough to wear a fucking
Well, I enjoy shit
hoodie.
So it would ruin it for me if they actually end up liking it. I get a big kick at shitting on them in front of my wife because she's so obsessed with them.
Well, a lot you can shit on. Question.
All right, this one I thought was pretty interesting and made me think again is, what's your favorite closed restaurant? Restaurant that's no longer with us. Used to be around, now it's not there.
That's a question from Big Penis Bob, I believe.
Big Penis Bob, he wanted to talk about some old shit. I thought this was the most interesting old shit question.
Well, I've only been here 25 years, so our restaurants are probably going to be different. You grew up here.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say the one that I like, I'm from Arizona. Mexican food's my thing.
Mm-hmm.
And the only decent Mexican at the time that was here was Don Pablo's. And I like Don Pablo's. They're all closed down.
Are Don Pablo's all gone?
I can't find any.
No.
I mean, there was one in Tri-County. It's gone. There was one in Coleraine. It's gone.
I always thought they were overpriced for what they were.
Well, yeah, they
were. But again, they were one of the first big chains that were around that you could get the Mexican food, and they weren't bad.
And now there's some good ones out there because you got a lot of Hispanic people moving into the area and opening some restaurants. Cancun's a great one, but I like Don Pablo's. They did it up.
I feel like most Mexican places are the same. You know, I mean, I just, it's all kind of the same.
But Don Pablo's made their own tortillas there. They had the little lady, old lady. Probably real hard for them to find a Mexican old lady.
Have you had Gomez yet?
No.
Check out Gomez. Right up the street from the casino on Gilbert Street. Get one of their turtles. Fucking delicious.
What's a turtle?
I don't know. It's fucking delicious, though. It's some kind of, like if a burrito and a taco fucked and there's some other stuff going on. It's, you know, kind of like that. But I'm telling you, man, it's fucking delicious.
Hey, what do you call a Mexican with a vasectomy?
What?
A dry Martinez.
I guess.
Right. Hey, how come the Mexico doesn't have an Olympic team?
Why?
Because if they can run, jump, or swim, they live here.
Build that wall. Build that wall.
What's your restaurant? Which one are you going with?
Roy Rogers.
Oh, yeah. I remember Roy Rogers. Fucking, the breakfast place.
No, not at all.
Was it?
No. Roy Rogers was a roast beef place. They had a roast beef sandwich. They had a burger. They sold fried chicken. They pretty much knocked out all the hillbilly food. All in one. Shoestring fries. They would come in like a little holster, like, you know, as if you're carrying your gun from the old Roy Rogers movies and shit.
The fries came in a holster?
Yeah, it was cool.
And then corporate Cracker Barrel came in and wiped them out?
I don't know what happened to them. They disappeared in this area, then they were still on the East Coast. They might still be on the East Coast a little bit. I'm not sure. There is one relic, though, that survived. The one in Eastgate, they changed to call themselves Roney's because that was the street that was on, was Roney Street.
Okay.
And then they closed. I think 32 was built right through their place that they had to sell and moved to Milford. And it's still there in Milford. It's called Roney's. Still has the exact same old school Roy Rogers menu. They've just changed a couple of the names, but the food is exactly the same and it's fucking great.
You know, when I moved here, the main things I missed about Arizona were some of the restaurants.
Yeah.
Jack in the Box, Whataburger, shit like that.
Yeah.
They built Jack in the Boxes here, but Whataburger's still the king. But when I moved here, there was a place that was open called Hardee's.
Yeah, they're still all over the South.
I fucking loved them because in Arizona, it's like Big Boy. You know, here it's called Frisch's, there it's called Bob's.
Mm-hmm.
In Hardee's, it was called Carl's Jr.
Yeah, same place.
Fucking great burgers. Yeah, loved them.
White Castle's down south. It's called Crystal's.
Actually, that's different food, though.
Is it?
It's not the same owner, exact same food. Yeah, they're little sliders and all, but they're different.
I think they used to be the same.
They might have been. But as a matter of fact, Arizona just built a White Castle.
Oh, really?
It opened about a month, 2 months ago, and there's still a 45-minute to an hour wait.
Oh, dude, you guys are doing it wrong in Arizona. That's just not that good.
Oh, no, they'll understand that. Yeah. But when Jack in the Box opened up here, there was an hour wait. There was cops directing traffic in there to get a mystery meat taco.
You're right. And I imagine if they bring an In-N-Out over here, because everybody seems to think In-N-Out burgers are greatest, even though they're not.
Their fries are.
They're good.
Oh, the fries are the bomb. You ever seen them make those fries?
No.
They got this big, long piece of cheesecloth.
Yeah.
And it's soaked in butter. And the fries come out and get strained through that butter-filled cheesecloth. I mean, it's instant heart attack.
Yeah, that sounds
but
ridiculous.
Also,
but
it's like taking a boner pill.
I'll eat it for sure.
Oh, yeah. It's lovely. Lovely.
All right. And the last question wasn't even a question. It was...
Chris is old? Fuck
no,
off.
That's not a question, but they make a good point. No, someone asked us, we'd heard of the Roman swipes. Where basically these little wipes that you wipe your dick down and then you last a little bit longer.
Yeah, you do. But the problem is... it's like that cream that they used to come out with.
I've had the cream.
Lidocaine. It's lidocaine or benzocaine or whatever.
It does is
it
numb your dick.
It basically numbs your dick.
Yeah. It's like you're prepping your dick for surgery or something.
Yeah,
like
so you can fuck longer, but you don't feel anything
exactly.
For the first half hour.
Yeah, my wife bought me some of that a while back from one of those parties. I think she was trying to tell me something. You know?
Oh, you're quick on the draw?
I guess. Anyways.
I mean, those are great if you want to impress somebody.
But that was the thing. It was like, you know, obviously lasted longer, but... It was fucking useless on my end most of the time.
It was, but
it
the
wears
thing,
off
the
after
thing
like
gets
10
me
minutes.
Is, but... It kind of numbs your dick and you can actually feel it.
Yeah, a little
it
bit.
It feels like your dick's asleep.
Yes, that's exactly what it feels. Put
What's
your dick
that
asleep.
Feel to their pussy when you're sticking it in there?
Well, I think it's still hard.
Yeah, but it's got to deaden their pussy too, and they probably don't appreciate that.
You got dead dick.
You know what I'm saying? It's got to desensitize them too.
Oh, okay, that way. Yeah, yeah, you could be right.
Yeah,
I'm not
you're
sure.
You're rubbing on the bean with that thing.
Yeah, you're right. You're
so
right.
The Clitty's getting banged with this stuff. Yeah. Next thing you know, she can't feel anything either. So she goes, yeah, we're lasting longer, but neither one of us can feel shit.
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
I'm not a fan either.
Yeah.
I prefer a boner pill or...
I mean, I guess I appreciate the technology that they turn them into little wipes instead of having to put cream all over. You could just grab a wipe and, you know, give it a couple tugs and be good, but I'm not interested in the product in general.
And what is a girl going to say when you say, hey, hold on 1 second, I'm almost ready. And you pull out this baby wipe loaded with fucking lidocaine and fucking deaden your dick. It's kind of a mood killer.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't see, but I could see it selling.
Well, it definitely will sell because people don't want to nut early.
Yeah.
They want to be able to give their wife or their partner some satisfaction. Probably even guys. You know, that butt makes me go too fast. Gay men have the same struggle.
Yeah, his clinch was strong.
those tops have the same struggle. Now, the bottoms, not so much.
No.
But the tops, yeah.
I would imagine the bottom wouldn't want them putting that wipe on.
I don't know, man.
I don't know how that works.
You know, it's like a woman that doesn't want to take drugs during pregnancy or during birth because she doesn't want the baby to come out messed up.
Yeah.
Maybe those guys don't want the gerbil to be disoriented and stuff like that.
I think the gerbil is safe for special couples. I don't think that's them all. I don't think every gay couple has a gerbil sitting in the room.
Like a guinea pig. If you're going to do it go
big.
A mouse is this. A gerbil is this big.
I'm getting a fucking groundhog.
Give me a sewer rat.
A New York sewer rat.
Something that might bite me a few times while it's in there. All good questions. Guys, we want more of this. If you got anything you want to know, I mean, like I said, the feedback I'm getting so far is that everybody's pretty much thinks it's just mindless, senseless humor. And that's exactly what it's directed to
me. I've had two people walk up to me this week. One say, man, I didn't know you were such an asshole. I'm like, oh, thank you. You know, like, like I don't know exactly how to react to that. And the other one go, man, I didn't know you were such a piece of shit. I was like, fuck, man.
I mean, a piece of shit.
A piece of shit. That's aggressive, you know?
That's real. No one's called me a piece of shit.
But that person said you were also a piece of shit when I asked.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was like, what about Chris? Well, he's a piece of shit, too. Like, oh, okay, well.
Wait, what are we pieces of shit about? What did we say? What was the thing that offended? Was it a woman or a man?
I don't think it meant piece of shit as in something we said. I don't know what they meant by that.
Was it a man?
It was a man. I don't even take it as an insult. I think it, I take it as like a backwards compliment, you know.
I don't understand the piece of shit. I mean, you're mad because we had a life that enabled us to do some fucked up stuff.
And we admit it.
Yeah. And that's the thing. We admit everything. Yeah. Am I proud that, you know what? I want to find out who you are because your ketchup's getting swizzled at some point. I'll swizzle your fucking mayonnaise. I'll swizzle your ranch
dressing.
Ketchup
would be kind of hard to swizzle.
Oh, no.
How?
Oh, you mean because of it?
Yeah, it's not in a giant bottle that you can really stick your dick around.
They got those big mouth Heinz.
Yeah, okay.
Those got a pretty good sized mouth. I can get my junk in there, especially if you ask Brittany or Aisha because I'm so average.
You are pretty average. Cameron. I love how offended you got on that one.
I really did. As a matter of fact, there's a girl at work. You know her. She had the honor, nay, the privilege of seeing the same pic. She didn't think there was anything average about it, and she is going to call in next week and tell our listeners that it's far from fucking average.
We were going to do call-ins today, but you didn't bring headphones again.
It was a bad day.
Okay, fair enough.
I had a lot going on.
I know
next
what you
week
got
we'll
going
be
on.
Doing call-ins, but and we're gonna and we'll probably schedule some with some people at work.
Yeah,
at the designated time because we do this on Sundays and we release it on Tuesdays, so you won't get to hear anything. Any weird shit going on?
Not at all, really.
No, except that it's, coronavirus bullshit.
Yeah, the coronavirus is going more and more, but I don't know. There's a part of me that just wants to go out there and get it and get it over with. I'll probably live, you know.
You'll probably live.
I mean, most of the people that have
How
died.
How long are these people staying sick, though?
That could be a pain in the ass. And I heard that they're coming out of the hospital cured and then like a week later coming down with it again. That's scary.
Yeah.
And, you know, if we're talking about a virus that just never leaves. You know,
herpes.
Yeah. That could be worse than death when you think about it. They have flu the rest of your life.
Can
like
you
you're going to live, but you're going to have the flu.
And you know, that's another thing. I'll get political for a second. When Trump stopped all the flights in and out of China, the Democrats jumped all over him.
Did they? I didn't remember
seeing
that.
Yeah, they jumped all over him. You can't just stop people from coming in and out of this country, blah, blah, blah. And now they're like, well, you're not monitoring who's coming in and out. Fuck people. Can the guy do anything right? Can the guy do fucking anything right without you jumping on it?
I don't know. I don't know anything about the thing, so I'm not going to make any comments about it.
It's not a Trump defense. I'm not coming to his thing.
No, but sometimes I wonder where you get your news. So, like, you know,
I heard it.
Exactly. From who?
A number of different sources. When he grounded the flights, every fucking...
No, I know he grounded the flight, but I don't remember anyone getting upset about that. Like, I don't...
Oh, a lot of people got upset saying, no, you can't just do that. You can't just say, okay, if you come in this country from China, you're not allowed.
All the Democrats that I've heard, bitch, said that he hasn't done enough. I don't know if he has
or not.
That's
what they're saying now.
Yeah, I don't know if he has or not. I don't know enough about it to criticize or compliment the guy on this, so I'm not going
to
do either.
I was listening to some fucking press conference yesterday. The United States has like 450 surgical masks on hand. For anybody, 450. Swear to God.
Seems plenty.
And they've made a contract with 3M, the company that makes them.
Yeah.
And they're going to do 35 million or 350 million more each month until the crisis is over.
Yeah, yeah. I seen Flat Earth had something about that on his Facebook page where 3M started the coronavirus so they could sell these surgical masks. And you think I'm making this up, but I'm not. So...
Who started the AIDS virus?
I don't know. I'll ask.
I mean,
I've heard the government plenty of times there, but
the story I always heard is that somebody fucked a monkey.
Yeah, I heard that story too.
And brought the AIDS virus in.
Apparently, the coronavirus started from some fucking crazy fuck eating bats over there in Wuhan,
that's
China.
That's what I heard.
And then I also heard that's kind of a normal thing over there. They're just eating bats.
And then someone
what
said
the
it,
fuck?
It had something to do with. The places where they sell seafood, fish houses.
I heard about that. I think that was the original theory, but they've actually proved that it came from a bat.
Damn. So, people out there, if you're listening, you know, I hate to get serious on you, but wash your bats before you eat them, and please put a rubber on when you fuck a monkey.
Yeah, I agree with both of those statements. If you're going to eat bats, make sure you cook them to the proper degree. I think they have to be 365 internally.
Yeah, have a meat thermometer on hand.
Yeah, I have a meat thermometer. You know, it has to be 365. I cook them to 400. When I cook my bat, you know, my fried bat,
right.
I always cook them at 400. So, you know, I ain't fucking around with it. I'm not trying to catch no coronavirus.
Right. And when you're fucking your monkeys, don't use the lambskin condoms. They're only good for pregnancy, not infection. So use a good old-fashioned Trojan Ends or something like that. Now you can get it with little bumps on it to make the bat feel better, but or the monkey feel better. But please wear a rubber when you're fucking your primates.
Yeah. You know, thanks for the advice, because I didn't know that about the lambskin. So
I'm here to help, too. Yeah. Lambskin are fucking awesome. Feels been, like you're wearing nothing.
See, exactly. I've been fucking monkeys with lambskin condoms for years, and now I'm going to have to change this up. And I'm lucky, I guess. Maybe I should get tested.
You probably should, because lambskin are 100% ineffective for disease because they're made out of skin.
Now, here's the thing. Should I get, you know, I don't really want to get tested because I might get some other things I don't really care to know about.
Mm-hmm.
Can I get my monkey tested? If the monkey doesn't have AIDS, I'm good, right?
He's got to be able to sign a piece of paper saying he's really ready to be tested.
I got a very smart monkey.
Do you?
He'll sign the paper. I'm not worried about
apparently
the signatures.
With a large hole.
Large. Well, it don't have to be that large.
You are average. You've told me that.
Yeah. No.
So
no shame
real
in my
quick,
game.
Getting back to these condoms.
Yeah.
The lambskin condoms feel like you're wearing zero. Fucking awesome. But like I said, if you're with some person that's a little unsavory,
yeah,
wear the regular latex.
I'm lying. I've never even used the lambskin condom, but it just seems something weird to me. I wouldn't. Why do I want a lambskin on my dick? I just like the idea of a rubber a lot better.
No.
I feel like if I put a lambskin, what's the difference between wearing a lambskin condom and fucking a lamb? You know?
You don't fuck a lamb's stomach lining, and that's what the condom's made out of.
You do if you're Long John Silver's.
Hey, Long Dong Silver.
Oh, whatever.
Hey, you ever banged a squirter?
Yes.
Have you? I have too, and yes. I got to say, it wasn't my thing.
It kind of freaked me out.
It didn't. I thought when you squirted, now this is the old me talking,
yeah,
much more experienced guy now. I thought when you squirted is like when the woman came a little bit blasted out.
Yeah.
That's what I thought a squirter was.
Mm-hmm.
But now I know a squirter, once you hit that spot, she just starts peeing all over you.
That's all it really is.
It's diluted pee.
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
But it doesn't come out when they...
My son just walked in. Hey, Kane, come here. Come here.
Special guest today.
Kane, what do you know about squirters?
Nothing.
Oh, God. That's borderline child abuse.
My son knows nothing. All right. So, all right, buddy. One day you'll learn.
I feel dirty now. I feel dirty.
He just called me
like
nasty.
Like people that eat boneless wings. You nasty.
Well, those are just children. Only children eat boneless wings.
He asked his 5-year-old kid what he knows about squirters.
And he knew nothing, so I'm doing a good job parenting so far.
Yeah, when I looked it up, when I was first with this, with a real squirter,
yeah,
basically I was on top and everything, and all of a sudden it just started coming out, and it kept coming out, kept coming out. And I was like, wow, that's where a squirter is. You know what I mean? I thought it was just a when she came.
Yeah.
And then I said, hey, this is cool. Let me look it up. Diluted pee. Not so cool anymore.
No, I'm not a fan. They can keep it.
My question is, would a squirter squirt if they peed first?
I don't know. If they emptied everything out, would it still be the same?
Empty everything out.
Or, I imagine they'd probably still squirt, but it would just be the cum, which is wouldn't be as much, obviously.
No, and that's. But I mean, it covered my whole mattress, everything.
Yeah, it's a mess. It's a wet mess. You can't sleep on that side of the bed.
No, that's called the wet spot. That's from my days.
Or you can. I never bothered me. Oh, like, no. Whatever. I might get a little bit of a rash, but I'll live. Hey, do you have any would you rathers?
Yeah, I can come up with a would you rather. Now. All right. You need a good would you rather. And I'm going to give, this is one that a friend gave to me recently.
Good. I'm liking that these are coming in from other people, too.
Have you ever heard of, I don't even know what they're called. They're for women that are menstruating. It's a little cup.
Wife has one. It's called a, what are they called? Well, they got different names. I mean, they're brand names.
It sits there and catches the blood.
It's just a menstruation cup, basically, but they do have different names that I can't think of at the top of my mind.
Yeah, but basically it sits there and it catches all the blood and then you just throw the cup away.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, no, you don't throw the cup away.
Oh, you reuse the same cup.
You reuse the cup. You wash it, put it back in, or you...
Does it go in or does it go outside?
In. It's in.
It's in.
It's in.
That's got to be uncomfortable as fuck.
Apparently it's not. Well, I mean, the tampon goes in.
Yeah, but the tampon's long and skinny. A cup is going to be...
They're not that big. They're pretty thin still, and it's, you know, they're very flexible. It's you know, you want me to go grab it real quick?
No, I don't want to see the cup. All right, so you're going to go to Arizona in July. You're going to walk the streets until you find the nastiest, dirtiest homeless woman walking the planet.
What? Okay, Arizona, because it's hot.
Because it's hot. Yeah, and it's fucking Africa hot.
Yeah, it does suck in Arizona in the summer. I was there in May, and I fucking hated it.
Yeah, my mom doesn't leave the house. 115 degrees, yeah. Don't leave the house. All right, so you're going to find the nastiest, dirtiest homeless woman you can find. And she's been wearing one of these cups for about 2-3 days. You're going to remove that cup out of her squack.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And you're going to down it like a shot.
Oof.
Okay, now this girl that gave me this would you rather didn't say Arizona or homeless. I added that for effect. Mm-hmm. You're going to drink this cup of blood and uterine wall, or you're going to nail a very large girl in the ass while she's shitting all over you.
Oh, by the way, the name brand that is Diva Cup.
Diva Cup.
That's a Diva Cup. Now, that is a name brand, but I think they're the first one. They're just called menstrual cups.
Okay. Well, basically, you're doing this big girl in the butt.
While she's shitting.
She could shit at any time. She's got explosive diarrhea, whether mm-hmm. it happens to you or whether it doesn't. Or you're down in this cup and going on with your life.
All right. I'm taking a shot of hot, sweaty menstrual blood.
And uterine wall.
Yes. All right. Or...
is this a good one, or does this one suck?
No, it's good, because it's fucking gross. Both of these are awful.
Yeah, well, this was a girl that gave it to me. Big thanks to SS for helping me out with that one.
Don't know that name. Someone I don't know, I'm guessing.
Well, she'll be sitting on this chair next month.
Oh, she changed her last name, I think. Anyways, SN.
SS.
Who cares? Anyways,
her maiden name was SN.
All right, whatever. Fuck you, Sam.
All right, so that was her question. And she pointed to specific girls. She goes, would you rather drink her menstrual cup or fuck her in the ass with explosive diarrhea?
Okay, yeah, and we can't name names, so we're just going to go somewhere different there.
Right.
I do like where you went with it. I am, whew, this is a fucking tough one, man, because they're both fucking gross, but they're both real quick actions.
Well, you know what I mean? The explosive diarrhea one might not be.
Well, yeah, I mean, still, we're doing 15, 20 minutes. We're not fucking writing a book.
And the menstrual cup is 2 seconds of your life.
2 seconds of your life, sure, but then now you got to worry about disease and everything else. I mean, you're drinking blood.
Yeah.
Vampire style.
Oof. Out of a sweaty homeless lady in Phoenix in July.
Yeah. I don't know if that matters. It does matter. Okay, I'm not
going to
lie.
I mean, you need a screwdriver to pry that thing out of there.
I mean, I don't think I want to drink the menstrual blood out of a cup of the hottest girl in the world, but... either way.
Or a heavyset girl that any second now could unload her bowels all over you. At any second.
But does it happen?
We don't know.
Or we just have the threat. See, that we don't know. It doesn't. That's the
but
part.
But the word explosive is in there. She has explosive diarrhea.
Yeah.
And you're going in her butthole. So any second now, the floodgates could go and you could just get sprayed on. Yeah. And who knows? With the dick in there... redirecting it, it could hit you in the face.
You're right.
You don't know.
It could be like a spigot aimed up, you know? Whew. God damn, that's a tough one. I'm going to go with the menstrual blood cup.
Oh. You're not allowed to throw it up now.
Hey, you know what? I just instantly regretted that because I got more of an image of it.
Yeah, and my skin kind of crawled a little bit. Yeah. If you throw it up, you got to go to the next one until you keep it down.
The next one, you might have to wait a while.
Yeah, well, they go in packs.
I don't think they fill up real quick.
Well, no, she's been wearing it for days. It thing's full. That's a shot.
Ugh, gross. Yeah, man, there's not a good choice on that one. I'm just going with the menstrual blood.
Just because it's quicker.
Just because it's quicker.
Oh, see, my only problem with it is I have a real tough time eating or drinking things I don't like because they come back up.
Yeah.
And if I drank the menstrual blood... And the little oysters that come with it.
The oysters.
And it puked it up and had to do it again. I would just puke that up. And I'd spend my whole afternoon.
Puking.
Yeah, until I got one down.
Mm-hmm.
But shit to me is just so.
Well, both of them are fucking gross.
Now, you can pee on me and I'll go, ooh, gross, and I'll get in the shower.
Yeah, pee's not a problem.
You're pooping on me, that's a different story. And that doesn't mean. Changing my baby's diaper or changing any baby's diaper, that shit doesn't bother me. But to get pooped on explosively, I'm going with the menstrual cup, the Diva Cup.
The Diva Cup, it's a quick shot. I got a pretty good count. I could probably keep that down. I ain't worried about puking back up.
You're not?
Nah, I'll keep that down. That sounds so fucking awful.
But I mean,
not a problem for me.
You might have to chew before you swallowed.
Well, you don't have to chew.
You might have to.
Unless there's a bone in it.
Depends
you don't really
on how big that blood
chew.
Clot is that falls
yeah,
out.
Yeah, but it's kind of like cottage cheese. You don't really have to chew cottage cheese.
I think it's more like a oyster on the half shell.
Or like a yogurt, you know. Like one of those go-gurts. Just squeeze the tube and fucking get it down.
That's kind of what it's like, I would think.
Yeah, I wouldn't think that at all.
But we're both going with the menstrual cup.
Yeah, they're... It's quick and easy.
Disgusting and grotesque, but it is fast and it's over. I really don't want to be pooped on.
Not me either.
So any of you with fetishes, I'm not that guy.
No. That seems like too much. And just I'm thinking about when you said the explosive diarrhea. Now this is liquid and the fucking liquid can go right in your dick hole and stuff. Like it's more than just getting it on you at that point. You know, it really grosses me out.
Yeah, I agree. All right. Well, that was the Would You Rather for this week. Think about that, guys.
Yeah, go ahead and fucking marinate on that one.
Oh, God. Joke of the day.
Go.
I've got one. It's a good one. Another one I've loved since I was younger. It's this 17-year-old girl sitting in her room talking to her friend on her cell phone. And her friend says, hey, all these cute guys from school are going down to the mall. All of our friends are going, we need to get to the mall, but I don't have a car.
Okay.
So the girl says, well, let me go down and see if my dad will let me borrow his car because he's not going anywhere. So she goes downstairs and said, hey, Dad, my friends and I want to go to the mall. Can I borrow the car? Dad says, yeah, no problem. Just got to suck my dick for a few minutes. She said, what? He goes, you want my car? You got to suck my dick? She goes, you're my father. He goes, do you want the car or don't you? She said, no, I don't. And she goes upstairs. And her friend calls her back and says, we got to get down there. All these guys are down there. It's awesome at the mall. Everybody wants to be there. She goes down and says, Dad, I really need the car. I'm not kidding around. Can I borrow it? And he said, yeah, just suck my dick for a few minutes. She said, I am your biological daughter. He goes, no blowjob, no car. And she really wants to go. So she drops to her knees and starts blowing her dad.
Ugh.
Okay, sticks his dick in her mouth and she goes, damn, your dick tastes like shit. He goes, yeah, I know. Last night, your brother went to the movies.
That's so awful. Like, that's a good one, though.
That's a good one. Nothing wrong with coerced incest.
No, incest is all right as long as it's funny.
Love that joke. Always loved it.
So, yeah, we're going to wrap it up this week. Next week, we're going to have a third voice in. Me and Chris will decide who, but we'll have someone in next week. I like to do this once a month. We're thinking of having a guest on, and then once a month we'll have a lady in for the news. So that's kind of what we're going for. Two episodes a month of just me and Chris bullshitting. You never know. We might change our mind or every so often have another person in during that month, but that's basically the schedule you guys are going to get here.
Yeah, and we're shooting for funny or weird people. Either funny people who are going to help make the show funny or people that we can make better by dumping all over.
Yeah, or they just accidentally dump on themselves.
Yeah.
By saying stupid shit and being weird. Or just being weird. I love weird people.
Yeah, I know you do.
So, yeah, we'll have some freaks in. We'll have everything going on eventually, but it's a slow crawl. Next week, I think we will be able to take some phone calls. So we'll try to get that figured out and let you guys know how to contact us.
I would love to come up with some good topics for you guys to call in and ask live. Just kind of that way we don't have a chance to think about it. We just have to kind of throw the answers out there.
Yeah, exactly. Cool. We out this week.
See you guys.
Later.
This is my song for real, no doubt. Oh. DJ's making me feel the doubt.
Feeling thumped out here.
To the dance floor. Oh. We begin to dance slow.
Yeah.
Put your arms around me. I'm feeling on your booty.
Hey, pretty mama, how you doing? Said I'm just in town for the weekend. Looking for a little trouble to get into. Baby, tell me what you're drinking and I got you. Ooh.
Players wanna play, ballers wanna ball.
Oh, yeah.
Ballers wanna roll.
But I'm taking all after I dance.
This is my song for real, no doubt. Said the DJ's making me feeling
thugged out.
As I walk into the dance floor, we begin to dance now. Put your arms around me, I'm feeling on your booty.
This is my song.
This is my song.
boogie boogie.